Are you ready to have your website get found by the right people? Are you looking to rank at the top of Google so you get more traffic to your website? Are you ready to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your organic traffic? If so, you are in the right place, my friend. Welcome to the Simple SEO Content Podcast, where I show you how to combine the power of SEO, search engine optimization, and content marketing to build your like, know, and trust factor with your audience, which allows you to get found by the right people and turn those visitors into buyers. No more frustration or confusion, and no more time wasted wondering if you're doing your SEO right. It's time to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your business. Well, hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Lintigen, and I am so glad to have you here with me today. Today, we're going to talk about how to use SEO, search engine optimization, to find new customers for your business, because SEO is free, it's long-lasting, and it is the best way that I know of to find new customers for your business on a regular basis without using any ads, without having to dance and look silly on social media. It's such a powerful marketing tool. I've been in marketing a little over 20 years. I've been in the SEO side for about 15 now. SEO, or search engine optimization, is amazing because it allows you to basically attract people to your website. So you're not doing the pushy, sleazy, icky marketing. None of that's necessary. You're basically just helping Google to understand what your site is about so that they're more likely to show you to people who are looking for your type information, your products, your services. They actively want a solution that you offer. And by doing SEO on your website, it helps Google understand so that they're more likely to show you to people. So how does it work? Think about when somebody is searching on Google, they're searching generally with a question or a query because they need an answer, they need a solution, they need to buy something, they need to learn something. They want to get help. You, as a business owner with a website, want your business to show up because you know you can help them. Your business is the answer to their problem, and you know that. But until you partner with Google, and Google learns to trust your site and knows what it's about, they're not going to show you to that potential customer. So you have to do SEO so that Google understands what your website is about and wants to show you to other people. So what are we going to do? We're going to do a few things. First off, we're going to make sure that we have a great website. We're going to make sure that we're creating content that our ideal customer is searching for. We're going to optimize that content for Google, and we're going to make sure that that content is really super helpful to our customer. So your ideal customer, I want you to really think about them. Who are they? What do they need? What questions do they have? What can you provide them that's of value that's going to help them? Because if you want to build your business and you want to find new customers, then we need to bring very targeted, relevant traffic to our website. We don't just want traffic that is looking for anything. We want people who are ready to convert, people who are looking for a solution to their problem. They're looking for answers to their questions. They're looking to learn as much as possible about a subject, about information that you have on your website. So first and foremost, you need to know who your ideal customer is. And you need to know how you can help them. You need to know what questions they're asking. If you can't answer the question of who is your ideal customer, what niche are you in, what information do they need, I want you to go back and answer those questions before you try to do this, because you need to have that clarity in order to really succeed with SEO and content marketing. So now we're going to just assume you know who you're helping. You know how you're helping them. You know your niche. You know the questions that they're asking. What I want you to do is to create content, ideally one blog post a week. If you're not sure why you should blog, go back and listen to last week's episode about the benefits of blogging for your business, because it's going to walk you through the 5 core benefits of blogging for your business. It's going to make a big difference. Trust me, it's going to help you a lot. I want you to go back through and listen to that one if you're not sure why you should blog, because that one's going to help you really see and have that aha moment of, whoa, I need to do this. So you're going to create content that helps your ideal customer, and you're going to think about what questions they have, and you're going to make sure that you're creating content that answers their questions. Then you're going to optimize. You're going to choose a keyword that your ideal customer can rank. Not that your ideal customer can rank for. You're going to choose a keyword that your website can rank for that your ideal customer uses when they're searching online. Now, if you're not sure how to determine whether or not you can rank for a given keyword, you're not alone, my friend. It's the number one question I get. There is a podcast episode for you. Everything you know about SEO keywords is wrong. Here's what's right. I want you to listen to that. I also want you to take the free class. So there's a live free class the week of the 25th. That's a multi-day class that's going to teach you all of this. I want you to join that. That's like right now. If you can't get into that, if you happen to be listening to this after the fact, that's perfectly okay. There's a free class available on my website at all times. I want you to take that. Either way, I'm going to start to break that down for you and help you understand how you choose the right keyword. I do a deep dive in this in Simple SEO Content. So when you're ready, join me in the paid class where we deep dive and we really break it all down. But I want you to at least have a beginning understanding of how to determine whether or not you're choosing the right keyword, because this is going to be really important to your success with everything you're doing. If you create content and you choose a keyword that you can't rank for, you're not going to rank, so you're not going to get traffic, so you're not going to get new customers. So we need to make sure that we're choosing a keyword that we can rank for that our customer is using. So super important. Take the free classes, learn how to do all of that. You're going to create content. You're going to optimize that content, meaning you're going to do all the things that Google wants you to do for SEO, which is search engine optimization, on your content piece. So if it's a blog post, if it's a website page, whatever it is, there's certain elements that Google's going to look for on those pages to understand what that content is about. Each time they see this, they see the same keyword. It's kind of like an extra check mark of this page is about this item. So if you're not sure what those are, go to the freebies tab on my website, etchedmarketing.com/freebies. Grab the SEO content quick start guide. It's going to walk you through what those things are, how to do them, how to format them, what the rules are. It's also going to give you a checklist on the very last page that you can use to verify that you've done what you need to do for SEO on that page before you hit publish or when you're doing a refresh and an update. By creating content that helps them, that provides value, and then optimizing your content so that Google understands what it's about, so that you have a better chance of ranking, and then choosing a keyword where you have a really good chance of ranking at the top of Google search results. You have a better chance of being found by people when they're searching online, because the higher you can rank on page 1 of Google search results, the better results you're going to get for your effort, meaning you're going to get more traffic to your website. And it's people who are actively looking for a problem, a solution to their problem, a purchase, a service. They want to be your customer. You have to help them by helping Google understand what your website is about. You make it easier for new customers to find you. So really, the way that you get new customers from Google is by creating really great content that addresses a need. It answers a question. It provides value, tying that content to your business. So every piece of content that you create should be niche specific. It should help your ideal customer. It should tie to your business. So go ahead and add in your call to action, add in a link to your sales page, add in a link to the product that you're talking about or the chance to book your service, whatever it is, include a call to action on that page so that you can take them from lead to purchase. Because the only way that your business is going to grow is to get targeted, relevant traffic to your website, to help them, and then ultimately to convert them. Because getting a bunch of people to your website who don't convert doesn't grow your business, my friend. We've got to do both parts. So we've got to bring them to the site, and we've got to have the site help to convert them. All right, if you have any questions about how you can use SEO to find new customers, because You need more customers. You need to take care of the customers you have already, but you also need to use SEO to help you connect with more people and bring new customers in. If you have any questions, you know how to find me. DM me on Instagram. Make sure you're following me over there as well at Etched Marketing Academy. Leave me a comment here in the notes on YouTube. Whatever it is, I'm here to help you learn. Make sure you're signed up for the free class, the live one, the week of September 25th, which should be right now. I'm pre-recording this. It's early August as I'm batching this, but this should go live the week of the 25th. Which is when I'm teaching live. So make sure you get signed up for that class and take the regular one. If you're catching this a little later, maybe you're batch listening. And so you're listening in November or December. That's awesome. I'm glad you're here. Just take the regular class that's available on the website. And then know that in January, I'll be teaching the live class again. We'll have a bunch of students come in and join us in Simple SEO content at that point. And we'll get you more customers from your website too. All right. Thanks so much. Have a great day. I'll see you back here. That's all for today's episode of the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you visit my website, etchedmarketing.com, and visit the freebies tab. Right there, you're going to find the SEO Content Quick Start Guide along with the free SEO class. So you'll have everything you need to know to get started with SEO and content marketing. Then do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind, if you would do a rating and a review of this podcast on your favorite platform, that would really help spread the message, and I do greatly appreciate it. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram at Etched Marketing Academy, and I will see you right back here next week.